So I'm very new into this, but I want to tell you how I actually lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks. And it's not from my surgery. It's not from my knee injury. I have been laid up for a couple of weeks, but because of that, I haven't been getting any exercise at all. I mean, I kind of have a sedentary lifestyle anyway. I don't get a lot of exercise. I work at a desk and I work a lot, but I'm always really I'm always working, but the type of work that I do means that I do it sitting down. There's not a lot of opportunity to really be active. That coupled with the bone disease that I have, it's called Trevor's disease. I've talked about it in other videos, but it's basically a rare degenerative bone disease that causes abnormal bone growths and causes floating cartilage and just lots of problems. Because of all that, I'm not a very active person. So, it's obvious that I would be overweight. So I started a new thing when I started this July 4th, and I was at 285. I was 285 pounds, and I'm about 6'3". So, 283 on a shorter guy would probably look a lot worse than it does on me, but I was at 283, still, or yeah, 285, excuse me. But still, definitely needing to lose weight, and I didn't really know how to do it. I'm also the kind of guy that the simpler something is, the better. That's why I've had problems trying to like adopt like a ketogenic diet. I've tried it. I just can't keep track of everything. My mind is too full with stuff having to do with work and kids and like a whole bunch of other things that are going on. And bone disease stuff, when my next surgery is going to be, and just all that kind of stuff. Adopting a whole new way of eating that's not simpler than what I was already doing, it would just not work. I mean, there are times that I won't even go out to social events with like my best friends or family because I don't want to deal with the scheduling of it. It's just kind of the kind of person that I, just the kind of personality I have. I'm also kind of an introvert by nature anyway, so that adds to it too. But I was watching a Jordan Peterson interview on Joe Rogan's podcast. I was watching it on YouTube. And Joe Rogan was talking with Jordan Peterson. And Jordan Peterson, if you're not familiar, I actually have his book right here, right by my bed. 12 Rules for Life, phenomenal book. I highly recommend it. But you can look up about that. Again, if you're just joining us, I apologize for being kind of slow moving and kind of talking slow and stuff. It's just I just had the surgery 2 days ago, or well, the day before yesterday, and my body's still working through the medications they gave me, and they had to intubate me, so all my muscles are extremely sore, and it kind of hurts to breathe and stuff. But it's okay. I'm doing great, and it's going to be fine. But so I had injured my knee going up the stairs because I have cartilage floating around in there, and that's what first prompted me to have to kind of work from home for a while. So I was watching the podcast, and I like Jordan Peterson's stuff a lot. So I was watching that, and he was mentioning how he was able to reverse his anxiety and depression and a lot of different things, and even some physical things, and lose a bunch of weight and just get healthier by adopting what's called the carnivore diet or the zero carb diet, which at first sounds really dangerous, because it's only meat. That's all it is. It's meat and water. That's it. But he talked about his daughter, Michaela Peterson, who was actually the first one in their family to start the diet because she had all sorts of autoimmune problems, depression, chronic pain, skin issues, like a whole bunch of issues that all were reversed when she adopted this way of eating. And the idea is, now from what I understand for the Petersons, oh, and I should mention too that I've reached out to Michaela Peterson for an interview. She's agreed to come on this show. So hopefully next week we will have her on, and hopefully I'll be a little bit more spry. We're going to have her on to talk about the carnivore diet and talk about what it's done for her, and just ask her a bunch of questions about it, because I definitely have some. But the basic idea for her, from what I understand, is she felt that diet had a large part to do with her medical problems. So she started out just cutting things out of her diet, and to where she was only at meats and greens for a while. And once she just went down to meat, though, then everything got better. And she's been doing it for, I think, 6 months now. And she feels a lot better. Now, the idea, what a lot of people do, she from what I understand, she's just strictly doing this forever. Like, she's just strictly ribeye steak, salt, water forever. Like, and apparently there have been people that have done this for decades and are in relatively pretty good health. They're in great health. Which is so weird, because you would think that you would be missing out on a lot of like nutrients and things that you would need. But apparently there's ways around that. I don't know. But the idea, what a lot of people do is they do this for about 3 months, 3 to 6 months, where it's just, totally exclusionary, totally take everything out of your diet except, meat and water, basically. You know, you can still have coffee, and you can do eggs, you can do butter. Some even do dairy. But I was reading up more on it, reading more personal accounts. There aren't really any medical studies on it. Everything's anecdotal. So, you know, you got to factor that in too. Everything's anecdotal. But I haven't been able to find any instances of anybody being seriously harmed, or whose health just tanked because of this, or who died because of it. There are a lot of people, even on YouTube, who will do this for three to 6 months or whatever, and they feel great. So, I guess what happens is it's similar, and I'm by far not an expert, but it's similar to keto, that your body starts using the animal fat as fuel, and it starts burning off your own fat. And, you know, again, I'm not, this is why I invited Michaela Peterson on, because she's way more of an expert on this than I am. But after looking at all the accounts and looking at the health benefits that people were claiming, and also without finding any instance of anybody being, damaged in any way from trying it out, I decided, well, I'll try it for a month. That's what I at first tried. So July 4th, since July 4th, I've had nothing but different kinds of meats. I'm not strict. I haven't just strictly done just beef, but I've done chicken, salmon, beef, just any kind of meat, and then water or black coffee. And butter. That's it. That's all I've done. What appeals to me about it is it's really simple. It actually takes a lot of the pressure off mealtime. It makes my life a little simpler doing this. So that's an added benefit. That was kind of a selling point for me. Also, before doing this, for the past few months, I've been having this really weird problem sleeping, which I had never had before. I've always had certain issues sleeping, but this one was a new one. Every night I would fall asleep for 5 or 10 minutes into a really, really deep sleep. And then I would wake up and be up for hours. Now, during those hours that I was up, I would just be incredibly fearful and scared. Like, I would feel like something bad was going to happen. I would feel like somebody was breaking into the house, or I would jump at every noise, or I would feel like I would have to go and check on the kids and make sure they were okay. And this was every single night. My mind would just obsess over thoughts of people breaking into the house and murdering us in our sleep or something like that. And it's irrational, because, you know, I don't have any reason to fear that. It's never happened to me before. Nobody's ever broken into my house before like that. Also, we're well protected. I mean, we live in Missouri, and it's very easy to get firearms and things like that. We're very well protected here. There's no reason to, but for some reason, it's irrational. And at the time, I know it's irrational because during the day when I think back on it, like the next day when I think back on it, I know that it's irrational. So then when it happens the next night, I try to remember, okay, well, earlier today you knew that this was irrational, but it doesn't matter. It's a constant looping of just being really scared and having to keep getting up and checking on the kids. And I don't know what started that because I never had that issue before, but that was going on for a few months. So once I started this carnivore diet, after 3 days, that was gone. The night anxiety, the falling asleep for 5 minutes, then waking up for hours, gone. I've been having the best sleep of my life that I've ever had since starting this. That alone has been just a huge, huge benefit and a big reason for me to continue on. But, you know, at first I wanted to just do it for a month and see where that would go. But I've decided that as long as there's no big medical problems, and I'm going to keep track of everything and make sure I'm okay. Like I'll be responsible about it. But as long as there's no major medical hurdles or reasons that I have to stop doing it, I'm going to go for at least 3 months and maybe at 3 months start introducing things back in. So the idea is you do this for 3 to 6 months and basically you get rid of whatever toxins and stuff are stored in your fat and you kind of retrain your body to process food that gets it away from all these horrible carbohydrates and all the garbage and all the preservatives and all the stuff that's in our food. And you sort of retrain your body to digest things again. So then after 3 to 6 months or a year, some people just do this forever. I saw there's this woman that had a lot of different autoimmune problems and just really a lot of medical issues, that 20 years went on this thing. She was like 30 something. She's in her 50s now, and she looks amazing. Like you can see a picture of her today, and it's just you would never believe it. Now, this diet's not for everybody. I think that different people's bodies are made up different ways, and that probably different diets are going to work better for different people. But for me, another reason this appealed to me is because every morning I would wake up and I would have to eat. And it would have to be something protein. Like if I just had a bagel in the morning, I couldn't make it through lunch. I'd start just getting like really hungry and kind of dizzy, and I wouldn't feel good. And I would have to have like at least eggs, but really something like meat based. It would be best. Like if I made like a bagel sandwich with cheese and a bunch of roast beef or something like that, or a steak, like steak and eggs, or some chicken. Something like that, or even sometimes like a microwavable burger or something, as disgusting as those are. But when you're working so much and don't have a lot of time to cook stuff, it's easy to adopt really poor eating habits like that. So, I would always crave protein in the morning. Like I would just have to have protein, and I didn't care as much about anything else. And I think that was my body telling me that, you know, there was something in there that I needed. So that was another reason that this, calling it a diet isn't exactly right, but that, just for lack of better words, is another reason why this diet appealed to me. So I did that. After 3 days, sleeping problems were gone. I'm now 2 weeks into it. I've lost 15 pounds. I just got weighed in for my surgery 2 days ago, and I was at 270. So I dropped 15 pounds, and this is with zero exercise. And I'm not advocating that. I'm not saying people shouldn't exercise. You'll obviously get better results if you exercise. But, you know, just because of my knee and bone disease, that's not a super viable option for me. There are things that I can do, but it's just not a super. So with zero exercise and only eating meat, I've managed to drop 15 pounds. And the good thing is, you don't have to limit how much meat you eat. You can eat as much as you want. You just eat till you're full, basically. So, but yeah, then the idea is, so you do that, and then after 3 to 6 months, you start like with one thing and try introducing it back in. So if you want to try like mushrooms or something, or spinach or something, you try bringing one thing back in and see what your body does, see how your body handles it. Because a lot of people have a lot of different food allergies that they're not aware of. You can get an IgG panel to find that out, but this is another way to do it that won't cost money. But a lot of people have a lot of different food allergies they might not be aware of that might be causing them to hold on weight or have these autoimmune problems or these adverse reactions to different types of food, but they don't realize it because it's not making them sick. So like a lot of people are have like food allergies to certain vegetables and stuff, but they keep eating it and thinking that it's healthy for them, but it's actually doing damage. So that's why you slowly start to introduce foods back in and see what your body can handle and what it can't. So I was only going to do this for a month. I'm going to go for 3, and then I'll see where I am at the end of 3, see how that goes. So far, I feel great. Now, I've heard a lot of the improvements really start after a month of doing it. After a month, that's when you really start noticing a lot more health improvements and weight loss and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens. But again, I mean, just the fact that my sleeping problems are gone, and this is the only thing that I've changed. Sleeping problems are gone, and that I've dropped that much weight that fast. That alone has been enough for me to at least continue pursuing this as an option. Now, I'm probably not going to be the type of person that'll do it forever, because I just worry too much about vitamins and nutrients and stuff like that. And I don't know enough about medicine and biology to understand how it all works without getting some of that stuff. But again, that's why we're gonna try having Michaela Peterson on, and I am excited for that. But I'm interested to know what you guys think. And have you guys found a diet that works for you? I know a lot of people are on keto now, and that seems to work really well. This is sort of similar to that, except it cuts a lot more things out. But supposedly it's supposed to work in a similar way. Now, if you do go on this diet, if you do decide to try this out, and I'm not even recommending that you should. I mean, bring it up with God. Leave it up to God. Do a lot of research and look up everything you can on it, the good and the bad. Look up everything you can on it and weigh it out for yourself. That's the best advice that I can give. I don't want to recommend this just yet. I would want to make sure that I really have some real positive results and actual, at least like one doctor that says that like it's fine, before I really go out and endorse it. But if you are going to try it anyway, if it's something that you want to try, start out, because you're retraining your body to accept more types, like higher fat content, especially if you're eating ribeyes. That's some of the best thing you can eat for the high fat content. And this is the good kind of fat that your body needs, apparently. It turns out red meat and fats are not bad for you. But start out, because you can make yourself kind of sick if you do it too fast. If you put in too much fat too fast when your body doesn't quite know how to break it down. So I would suggest starting out with leaner meats, like chicken or lean steaks, like eye of round or something, even though they're not, it's kind of hard to cook them and make them edible, but before getting really fatty, and then work up your fat content. Because what I did, I started this and I was eating lean, like pretty lean meats. And then we bought a big beef brisket. If people follow me on Facebook, you saw the pictures of it and stuff. And for like a whole day, I just ate on the fatty side of that. And we also made like cracklings from the fat, and we made rendered fat. And I was taking in a lot of fat. And I I started to feel like I was getting the flu. Like I started to feel like I was going to throw up, and I almost did. I had to lay down and kind of rest for a while. And it wasn't until later that I found out that when you're doing this, you got to take it easy on the fat at first and kind of retrain your body how to process that fat, because it's used to, if you have a standard American diet, it's used to breaking down other things in different ways that we probably shouldn't be putting into our bodies. So, take it easy, but the leaner meats are good. You can eat as much as you want. You eat until you're full. But you'll start to get energy from the fat in the meat. And I found that, to be true. So, that would be my suggestion. And, but I'm curious to know if any of you out there have tried it. And if so, what do you think about it? Do you think that this is just crazy? And, because people have brought up like, well, what, aren't you going to get scurvy or something? And I guess there's reasons why you don't get scurvy if you're not taking in carbohydrates. I don't know the exact science behind it, but there's stuff online about it that people can read. But do you think that this is just really unhealthy, really bad idea? Do you think it's good? Do you prefer keto? Do you prefer, is there some other way of eating that you prefer? What has worked for you? I'm not usually one that is going to ask the audience for like health advice, and I'm not really doing that, but just leave me a comment. I am curious to know what stuff has worked for you, because I've heard people who have messaged me personally and said that they've adopted a full-blown vegan diet and they've been able to reverse a lot of their issues. So I'm wondering if the diet itself matters, or if it's just exclusion, if it's just getting rid of the bad stuff that we're putting in our bodies, that's the most important thing. I don't know. But that's something that I'm going to continue pursuing, looking into, and I'm curious to know what you guys think about it. So I would love it if you could leave me a comment in the comment section below.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at @JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.